Grossberg, page 69. With these STM, MTM, and LTM equations in hand, I can tell you more about what kind of differential equations are needed to explain how a brain gives rise to a mind. Essentially, all of the known self-adapting behavioral and brain systems are nonlinear feedback systems with large numbers of components operating over multiple spatial and temporal scales. What do these words mean? As I noted in my discussion of Helmholtz's insights about how we discount the illuminant, a linear system is one in which the whole is the sum of the parts. In a linear system, the effects of the parts on the whole are just added or subtracted. A nonlinear system is one in which this is not true. In particular, lots of the effects that occur in the brain use multiplication or division. The class of nonlinear systems is huge, and there are a very large number of nonlinear systems that do not describe a brain. The task of selecting appropriate nonlinear systems requires a sustained analysis of behavioral and brain data.